This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about the legacy of 9/11. In the days and weeks after the attacks, there were many places that became makeshift memorials, places to mourn, places to connect with others, to process and to heal. Reporter Hannah Fulmer visited one such place, a neighborhood bar near the World Trade Center.
Mike Keene was getting ready for the day at his bar when the first plane hit the North Tower on 9/11. O'Hara's restaurant and pub is just two blocks down the street, but the South Tower blocked the view of the North. He couldn't see what had happened.
A bunch of people had come into the bar. They were evacuated from the tower. We put the TV on, and you could see the hole in the North Tower. But it was still, we had the small TV in the front, and it was hectic. The phone was ringing, people were in there, people were coming in for drinks at 8:30, thinking they'd be out of work for an hour or two.
Office workers were Mike's regular clientele. They often came to the bar for a drink during regular fire alarms and evacuations. No one quite grasped the magnitude of what had happened until they watched the second plane hit on the bar's TV. And then the North Tower fell, and dust and debris filled the bar.
When we were in here, when the first tower came down, you thought this place was coming down. You thought that was it.
O'Hara's didn't collapse, but it was in bad shape.
A buddy of mine brought me down the next day, and just all the buildings in the area, everything with just the buildings that were still up, just the glass, shards of glass hanging from all the buildings with all the broken windows. It was just, you know, it looked like one of the scenes from a war movie where you just see buildings that have been blown up.
It was almost 8 months before O'Hara's reopened, and many years before business was fully back to normal. The 9/11 Museum and Memorial opened in 2011 and brought a steady flow of tourists to the area. 9/11 changed Mike's clientele, and it changed the bar. Today, O'Hara's has become, in part, a place for people to remember the tragedy and pay their respects.
So here's a photo looking down the street with the bar on the right here. And this is actually during daylight hours. It was just, that's how dark it was down here with the cloud of dust and debris.
Mike and I are sitting at the bar. He's showing me the scrapbook of pictures, newspaper clippings, and letters he's collected from 9/11. When he turns the page, a younger Mike in a yellow construction hat stares back. In the background, a giant pile of debris stands next to a building with all the windows blown out. An American flag pokes out from the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, so this is a photograph of myself standing on the roof five stories up. And the remains of the Trade Center debris is higher than us.
The scrapbook, sometimes called the book, lives at the bar, and people know to ask for it. Mike started to collect photos after they reopened. As more customers asked questions about that day, he added to the book and gave it out to anybody who wanted to see it. He says he regularly passes it around to 20 or more people a day. On the day I visited, a woman from Wisconsin named Wendy was flipping through its pages.
Is this where we are?
Yeah.
Here? Okay.
That's right.
Wow. Yep, this is the first thing I saw on television. Wow.
Two of Wendy's friends had been to the bar on a previous visit to New York. They brought her so she could see the bar and the scrapbook, too.
In this photo, I mean, it's completely black. Can't see anything through it, and with all this debris, it almost looks like, you know, volcanic ash.
Yeah, I can't believe it's going to be 20 years.
Besides a few photos and a framed Never Forget poster, the walls at O'Hara's are covered in patches from firemen, EMTs, and police officers. There's hundreds of them from all over the country and around the world. People have even started to attach them to the ceiling.
It's heart-wrenching in a way, too, looking at everything.
This is incredibly sad to look at this book. It's just overwhelming.
In many ways, O'Hara's is a fun neighborhood bar. But then it has this second identity as a memorial to 9/11. It seems incompatible. People sift through the artifacts from a tragedy while soft rock plays in the background. And a few stools over, someone else is sipping beer and watching baseball. Why do people come to O'Hara's? What exactly are they looking for?
The general idea was the sense of connection with other people in times which they really need connection.
That's Charles Figley. He's a professor of disaster mental health at Tulane University. He says when trying to understand a tragedy, people often want to be with other people, and a place like O'Hara's gives them a place to work through some of their emotions connected to that day.
Natural therapy or whatever, it happens all the time. It's as good or better than any daggum therapy you can pay for, really. I mean, if you're connected to that other person, you can look into their eyes and trust them. And they, when you tell them something, you know they'll get it.
O'Hara's is not just for tourists. Family members of victims also visit the bar, particularly on the anniversary of the attacks.
They want to be with other families, first responders, the firemen, the cops. They just feel better about things being in here with all these the great people that show up on that day. And nothing's discussed about that day. It's more of a coming together, pay respects for those that passed, and just being with one another.
For a lot of folks around the country, this anniversary, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, feels like a big one. But not at O'Hara's.
Every year is the same. First, 6th, 12th. Here at O'Hara's, 20, 21, it's all going to be the same as far as the people that come that are here every year. And with those people, it's not going to change no matter what year it is.
That story was reported by Hannah Fulmer.